Section 3. Wipe out your debt. Would you set fire to a stack of $100 bills? Would you wash your windows with 20s, ball them up and throw them away? Naturally not. Dumb of me to ask. So why would you carry debt on your credit cards? You're throwing away your money on interest payments every month. Even if you shift the debt to a lower interest home equity loan, you've still got that hole in your wallet. Waste is waste. If you're debt-free already, congratulations. You get a free pass to Section 4. Otherwise, hang around. Your next step toward an easy, automated financial life is creating a system for zeroing out your consumer loans. To start, you have to wrap your mind around the exact amount you owe. Go back to the list you made for Section 1. You know, that list of debts you never added up. Add, please. You can set aside your mortgage and auto loans. They're usually not optional. What you need to dump is consumer debt, including credit cards, home equity loans, and installment loans. How much are you paying every month? More than the minimum, I hope. What's the interest rate? Are your credit card balances going down or up? Once you go through this exercise, you'll probably find that the totals aren't bad at all compared with your income. You can repay. It has simply been easier not to. Now I'm speaking in a whisper. If you're married, does your wife or husband know the truth? Spouses who keep separate bank and credit card accounts may also keep financial secrets, including a pile of hidden debt. Even when you have joint accounts, the spouse who always pays the bills could get away with splurges the other hasn't noticed. A splurger dreams of finding the money to repay without ever having to confess. And that's possible if each of you institutes a separate debt reduction plan. But I vote for confession. It's one thing to bury a small extravagance in the daily bills, but quite another to burden the marriage with a large and dark expense. It's equally wrong to hide some of your income or bully your spouse about every personal bill. Whatever your financial crimes, put them on the table, beg for a suspended